Well, Sarah Palin, she finally got a chance to speak for herself last night. What do you think?
She was outstanding. Throughout her speech, she brought her experiences out as a mother, wife, mayor, governor, a lady who stands up for life and is high principled. As was told in the news media, she has even taken on her own Republican Party in Alaska. She was electrifying. The ovation was tremendous from the audience.
How do you think that's going to transfer outside the arena in St. Paul to around America?
I think that the McCain-Palin ticket is going to get a big bounce, and it's going to get a big bounce Friday morning in Cedarburg, Wisconsin.
That's right. That's the first campaign stop right here in Wisconsin after the convention. Will you be there?
No. In fact, there are some people I heard last night that are thinking of, after tonight's session, to drive back. But I've had the privilege of meeting Senator McCain several times, and we need to drive back leisurely tomorrow to Wisconsin.
That's right. It was a late night, I know. It seemed like Sarah Palin and all the speakers last night really didn't pull any punches when it came to Barack Obama.
That is correct. Whether it be the keynoter, Mayor Giuliani, or the other speakers as they preceded Sarah Palin, they wanted to tell the American people there is a contrast. And John McCain, the hero, has been ready all along, but his vice presidential nominee also has the proper qualifications to serve America.
Qualifications has been kind of the main arguing point on both sides. What do you think the Republican ticket brings as compared to the Democratic ticket?
I feel the administrative experience, the standing up for America, and just John McCain's service to America. His whole life has been service, and Governor Palin has worked in different aspects in the free enterprise system, and she has been a problem solver and has executive experience.
Before we went on the air, you told me you had a brush with some protesters last night.
Yes, last night as we left, my wife and I were on the last bus to go back because I had been collecting memorabilia on the floor and had been interviewed by C-SPAN. And when we went back, then closer to our hotel, then we had a motorcycle escort into the city because earlier there had been some concert and thousands of people were left the concert, and there were protesters. In fact, we were told there were many protesters in front of our Wisconsin Marriott Hotel here, but we did not see them. But we did see people sitting on the sidewalk. I don't know if they were told to, stay put until the officers handled them properly.
Very good. Well, Carl, we'll talk to you again tomorrow after John McCain has given his acceptance speech.
Thank you.